It's Check on Stories. We're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast into the weekend. Sun and clouds today, 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low about 30. Tomorrow, periods of rain or a wintry mix, high in the 30s. Sunday, some sun, chance of rain and snow showers, windy about 40. And Monday, sunny and cold, lower 40s. We'll get the full details in our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes. A notice was sent out to Region 1 parents and residents' TikTok challenge regarding possible school threats that could possibly take place today. The Connecticut Department of Education communicated yesterday with all schools in Connecticut with regard to TikTok challenge regarding possible school threats that could take place. Charlene Russell Tucker, the Commissioner of Education, is working closely with the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection and has indicated there are no credible threats in Connecticut. However, Region 1 will take all news of threats in schools very seriously. Thus, Troop B, Troop L, and the town resident troopers have been made aware of the situation, and they've been requested to have increased surveillance at all school campuses until they dismiss for the winter break. Principals and staff have also been made aware of the TikTok challenge and will follow safety protocols in place for each school that addresses this type of situation. Lee H. Kellogg School has a new principal. The Canton Board of Education announced the appointment of Stacy Kahlo as new principal of the Lee H. Kellogg School. The decision to appoint Kahlo was based upon recommendations of the Lee H. Kellogg Principal Search Committee and Lisa Carter, Region 1 Superintendent. The Principal Search Committee consisted of 11 members, including Lee H. Kellogg Board of Education, staff, parents, and community members. The group followed a process consisting of formal interviews as well as observations of the candidates interacting with students and staff during the school day. She was chosen from a field of six candidates, narrowed down from a pool of 16 candidates in total. Her most recent experience includes 12 years in Region 14, where she served in a number of roles, including classroom teacher, elementary and middle school, as well as English language arts instruction, instructional coach, and curriculum coordinator. In Kent, the Planning and Zoning Commission has approved the North Main Kent 13-unit conservation development on Route 7 just north of the village center. The decision will be appealed by the group Committee to Protect Rural Kent. Dorothy Ewer, a member of that committee, said they had started a dialogue with developers in the hope of reaching an agreement, but the property owners chose not to withdraw the application and see what happened. That committee is also comprised of Bill Arnold, Liddy Baker, Ken Cooper, Tim Good, and Doug Wynn. Millbrook Central School District students will not return to classes until January, and parents are being asked to watch for the development of COVID-19 symptoms amid an uptick in cases within the district community. The superintendent issued that letter to families this week, announcing a switch to remote instruction for the final five school days of the calendar year from Friday to December 23rd. Millbrook did not specify how many cases have been diagnosed, but said, quote, multiple, end quote, cases were confirmed Tuesday and Wednesday, and that, quote, additional positive cases, end quote, were found Thursday as the district continues to contact tracing. Salisbury, there's a special joint meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Inland Wetlands Commission at 8. TGIF Super Supper comes up today because Friday everybody needs a little TLC. Pick up at the Salisbury Congregational Church Library Street side door in between 3:30 and 5:30. The free supper includes bread, fruit, cheese, dessert, and hearty tea. You can reserve your soup supper by calling 860-337-2470. Meanwhile, in Falls Village on Saturday, the Falls Village Holiday Celebration and annual tree lighting will take place at 3 p.m. Standard Space Gallery in Sharon has an opening reception on Saturday from 4:30 till 7 p.m. Your View is My View, Part 2. Sheffield Historical Society welcomes the public to their free outdoor light display on their grounds. That comes up on Saturday from 5 till 7. Santa will be there, carolers, hot cocoa and cookies, kids' crafts, a holiday shop, and more. You can visit sheffieldhistory.org for more information. A reminder, the Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Stories open every day through December 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4:30 at the high school FFA department. It supports the program for the year. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, featuring a tapas menu and regular menu. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 35,897.64, the NASDAQ at 15,180.44, and the S&P 500 at 4668.67. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.